The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Asad Jafari.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Unfortunately, this year, again, we are virtual now in the month of Ramadan. I never thought that we would be at this stage, but we are, unfortunately. And what I want to do, and I, you know, the fly has been floating around, I've called the month the healing month. That's been my theme everywhere I go. And, you know, this is that month where our hearts are ready. We've been invited by Allah. دُعِيتُمْ فِيهِ إِلَىٰ ضِيَافَةِ اللَّهِ. The Prophet says in the last sermon of Sha'ban, that this is that month that you've been invited into the banquet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I want all of us to find the healing that we need in this month. And I'm with you. I mean, it's been a tough year for me as well. Inshallah, together we can heal. We have to sometimes embrace ourselves where we are right now. There are some people who have looked down there for the past few months. Just look down. They can't look up. When you look down, the only thing that's visible to you is your first step. Think about it. Look down right now, all you can see is down in front of you. When you look up, you can see this, this, here, here. Look down, you can't see anything. All you can see is what? Your next step. If nothing happens in this month of Ramadan, for those of you right now who are scared of the month, who have a pit in your stomach, who, you know, laugh nervously when someone, you know, shows you their decor, or, you know, they say, Ramadan Mubarak, oh, Mubarak to you too. Meanwhile, you're like, oh. I just want you to know it's okay. It's not blasphemous that you find this month hard. You don't need to feel like the whole world is passing you by spiritually and you're stuck in this rut, let's say. All I can do is take that one step. If you've done that, that's your Ramadan. That's okay. I'm not an advocate of quantity. Read this 1,000 times, this 10 times, measure, go, go, go. You know, people reading the Quran, one juz a day, looking at the back, okay, one, I have three more pages, okay, take a break, go back, and blah, 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 take a break. Oh, that's not, I don't know where it's going. It's great. I'm not saying it's not good. Of course it's great. I think sometimes the focus is on quantity, and meanwhile, quality is lost. Meanwhile, 1 minute, 5 minutes, one verse of the Quran with quality can change a life, man. Change a life. But when you have been sitting in darkness, when you're scarred, when you're angry, when you've been isolated, when you're hurt, when you're depressed, when you have stress, all those things are rock bottom. You don't want someone like me to say, well, the Quran says this, and you know, Hadith says this, and the Prophet says this, and you're like, that's great, but right now, dude, I don't want to hear it right now. I don't want that light in my face right now. So what do you do now? To sit in darkness, Sayyidah said, no. Instead of a flashlight, instead of the light going off or on, let's try dimmer routes. You know those dimmers that you just kind of turn or you push up and the light goes slowly, bit by bit by bit, inch by inch? Because the one thing about the month of Ramadan, the one thing that nobody can really argue is that you're bound to do more in this month than you will do any other month. If you just wake up for Sahri, come down with one eye open and cranky, no one talk to me, you drink some water, maybe you have a date, you go back to bed, that's more than you've done in the previous month. If you pray Salat, if you read a verse of the Quran, if you log in to me, I don't know why you do that, but if you log in to me, let's say for example, and listen to me, that's still more than what you've done. That's just the nature of the month. You're going to do more. The environment, you look around, everyone is kind of focused on one thing. How can I not be focused? Right? So it's not a question of, will I do more? It's a question of how much will that be able to be retained by me? And that's where I say, learn from the universe. Learn from God. What I mean by that? The sun does not end up in the sky right away. Click on, boom, it's in the sky. No. It's a meticulous process. From the Adhan of Fajr until sunrise, it's about 90 minutes. And that's the beginning of daybreak, as we know Fajr to be, meaning it takes Allah 90 minutes to rise the sun. 90 minutes, slowly, inch by inch, meticulous, monotonous rising, where slowly now that area gets illuminated, that area, and before you know it, as you get used to it now, it gets brighter and brighter and brighter, and that's the approach that I want for a lot of you to take in this month of Ramadan. Dim the lights. Dim it slowly. Turn it on a little bit here and there. Go inch by inch. Learn from God in the rising of your own sun. You know what? I've said this before. I'll say it again. You have been invited by God. God's holding a massive banquet, a huge function, and you're on the guest list. Do you get that? You've made that. Yeah, but so is everyone else. Wait a second now. Not everyone else is. There are people who are sleeping this whole month away. There are people who are not fasting one inch. There are people who will gain nothing. In fact, there are people who will actually move backwards in this month because they will consciously move backwards in this month, you know, dismiss this month and just end up sinning in this month. And with shaitan now, his effect being less than usual to sin in this month, having that is a shame. But when God sat there and he made the list, right? Have you ever planned a wedding in your house? Oh, man, what is the most difficult thing to do is that guest list. Ooh, that causes some fights. You want him at my wedding? No, I don't think so. No, not him. Why are you inviting that random dude and that random family? No, this is my wedding. No, we have to. We know them from old. This is, you know, they've been in Edmonton for the past 30, 40 years. I went to his son's wedding. He has to come to you. But mom, I don't know who he is. It's okay. But eventually you get a list. And that list are people. And then there's always that group of people that no matter what, this person has to be at my wedding. I will not have a wedding if these people are not there, right? Family, close friends, community, etc., etc. God said, I'm not going to have a banquet until you come to that banquet. You right now. The 16-year-old looking at me, the 21-year-old looking at me, the recent divorce looking at me, a woman who just had a miscarriage looking at me, a woman who's riddled, a man who's riddled with social anxiety and stress and depression, right? All of you who are looking at me right now, who have logged into this right now speech, all of you have been invited by God. You know what happens when a host invites you and you show up at the event? What happens? Forget inside. At the door, they do what? They greet you. Oh, they greet you. Sometimes at weddings, before I can enter the mosque, there's a line up outside in the parking lot. That's how eager the host is to welcome their guests. And then when you walk in, can I get you something? They'll seat you somewhere. We want some water, refill of the biryani. What would you like? This and that. Everything okay? Can I get you anything? Can I guide you to where? Yes. The food's over here. This is where the washroom is. I mean, just khidmat and service. This is when we as humans, faulty, limited humans, host each other. That's what happens. Imagine when God hosts you. He welcomes you. And I said this before, I don't know about all of you, when I arrive somewhere where someone invites me, I make it a point to go right to the host and say, hey, look, I'm here. Congratulations, shake my hand. Mubarak, mashallah, that's good. I'm going to have a seat. But just so you know, I have said yes to your invitation. I want all of you now, we're 4 or 5 days in, all of you now to do what? To tell God right now, God, I'm here. I've arrived. I am here. And then with that now, the moment you say, God, I'm here, the healing process has begun. It's like, you know, it's like finding the right person. You ever, you know, sometimes I call companies, right, because I need some support in whatever I own at home, right? And just trying to navigate through that tree, right? Press 3 for English, press 4 for this, press 5 for that, press pound for this. And like 5 minutes in, you get a live voice and you get super excited. Look, Ben, I had this problem, you know, what do I do? Sorry, sir, you've reached accounting. Accounting? Yeah, I'm not the right guy. Let me put you back in a tree. Press 7-3258 pound star, and you'll get to somebody in the proper department. I'm like, oh my God, here we go again. You go back in, and finally, you get to that person on the phone that says, yes, Mr. Jaffrey, I can help you with that. You're like, oh, hallelujah. And all that, half the stress now is gone because you found the right person to ask. He'll tell you, look, it'll take a week for me to fix your problem. No problem. Take a week, no problem. At least I've begun the process. At least I found the right entity, the right person to speak to. Now I'm better off than I was yesterday because I actually spoke to somebody. Tell God you're here. Begin the process of healing. It might take 30 days for you to heal. It might take you more than that, but you've begun the process. We ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to accept our amal, forgive our sins, and make us the best possible version of ourselves that we can be. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Dear listeners of the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, you can follow this program entitled Minbar every day in the month of Ramadan. If you have any suggestion, you can send us your email at englishradio@irib.ir.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, 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 ya Habib. Ramadan, Ramadan, laytaka dawman qareeb. Laytaka.